Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, let's get to it. Houston Astros won a World Series over the Dodgers in 2017. A year that it has now been alleged that they made a practice out of stealing signs. Now, there's a line in the sand or the base path, wherever you want to draw it, in baseball that says, you know, if you're part of the human endeavor of trying to pick off signs, that's fine. But you can't add electronics to it. That's kind of adding another level of going from a wink and a nod, yeah, it's part of the game, to all-out cheating. And that's kind of where I am with this thing. Although the fact that a player would call out a team on it, to me, is pretty darned interesting.
Well, it would take someone on that particular team that knows it for sure.
Sure.
And that would be ex-Astro Mike Fiers. He now pitches for Oakland, but he told a website in an article that he warned his current teammates and his former teammates with the Tigers that Astros hitters, when they were up to the plate, there was a video feed piped into a monitor near the dugout to pick up signs. And then whatever their system was relayed to the hitters during games. Allegations of cheating by them has been around for quite a while, actually.
Yeah,
and
let's, a few years.
Well, also, full disclosure, the Red Sox were caught for using Apple Watches, and the Yankees have long been rumored to steal signs. How do we want to say? Illegally? Because there's, like you said, there's a way to steal signs and a way not to. But when technology becomes involved, not only is that kind of dirty pool, it's completely illegal. You can't do that. But going back to the World Series victory against the Dodgers, there have been everything from paranoia to out-and-out blatant catching the Astros dugout.
Sure.
For, I mean, just knowing that they've got something picked up. And now we understand that it's by illegal means, by a video feed, because a player that used to play on the team ratted them out. And before the World Series this year, for example, members of the Nationals received warnings from others around the game to be aware of everything from flashing lights to a whistling person relaying signs from the train above left field. And the thing that gives us legs, though, Bruce, to me is, yeah, we've heard this stuff since 2017, but now Mike Fiers put his name on it.
Sure.
You know? And so
absolutely.
Now Major League Baseball, I don't know exactly what they can do or are going to do, but when a player names names and a player puts his name to it, that really puts the onus on Major League Baseball to, you know, like Ned Yost a year and a half or so ago was, correct me if I'm wrong, told to take his Apple Watch off in the dugout.
Yeah, no, that's right. Sure.
And in August of 2018, the A's alleged that Astros players were clapping in the dugout before pitches to relay stolen signs. And remember Kyle MacLachlan, who was some kind of member of the operations staff, was removed from the camera well in series against the Indians and the Red Sox because he was pointing a phone toward the team's dugout. Their GM later said that the Astros were just trying to ensure that their opponents weren't using technology to steal signs, which is pretty rich.
All right. That is pretty rich.
Yeah. So, now look, stealing signs in baseball, like Bruce, you brought it up. Pitch tipping, hey, that's your fault.
I'm honored, man.
If, for example,
that's baseball from the beginning.
Yeah, James Paxton is giving away his pitches. Alex Bregman's going to tell everybody else.
And sure he is.
So that's, you know, whatever. Sign stealing in real time, that's your fault, too. It's either your catcher or your pitcher or the catcher not closing up his shin guards enough where you can see in. And that is 100% on the catcher. You're a big league catcher. If you can't close them up and keep either one of the base coaches from seeing your signs, then that's little league. But if there's a runner on second figuring out the signs, also on you. You know, that you're just ignorant if you can't figure out how to keep the guy from second base, figure out what you're going to throw. And no one should have any problem with something like that. But when you're talking about video being piped into your – I mean, that's
different.
That's out-and-out cheating. Yeah.
Yeah, that is. That is out-and-out cheating, and it crosses the line. That's all. Look, if you're looking for an edge – and you can read tendencies, and it's part of the human condition, then great. I mean, that's about as apple pie as the game of baseball itself. And that hasn't even ever been viewed in a jaundiced way. I mean, it's like, okay, it's part of baseball. That's why when you get a runner on second base, you generally change up your signals. I mean, on a very fundamental level, even in high school baseball, you used to do that kind of stuff.
Right, you guy gets so a second. You can no longer just go one signal, one fastball,
yeah,
two curve, three slider.
You change things up, and you know, change your indicators or whatever it is that you do. Fine, you do it. But you know what? Over the course of a 3-game series or a 4-game series, and you got a bunch of bench jockeys, and you got guys that are sitting and watching a game, a lot of these guys, that's what these guys are doing.
Yep.
They're looking for tips. Absolutely. And, you know, by the way, if you're not doing it, then you're not being competitive. That's part of the game. But when you start rolling out electronic surveillance and things of that, it's like, come on, really? That's not...
Well, the next question is, if the Astros or if anybody else, if they were investigated, if they were caught and guilty of it, now what?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know the answer to that because we haven't really tripped down that lane, but something. I mean, there has to be something when you go that route.
Plus, there's been alleged past investigations into the Astros organization already by MLB, and we've never heard anything. And so now that Mike Fiers is making these claims, you either have to reopen the investigation or finally reveal what you found or didn't find back whenever you know, 2018, I guess, in August.
And Shane, you talk about even with the sanctity of the clubhouse, which is a real thing. It really is. It's a real thing. But even with that, baseball is the one game where, with the way that players move in baseball, to me, it's not even worth it. It's like, we're going to get busted on this one way or the other at some point because guys are going to talk, even amongst themselves. Doesn't necessarily have to be, hey, I want to bust the Astros. But it ends up being hey, be careful, that's what these guys do. I know because I was there.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of stuff gets out. Bad look.
It was bad look. Probably only a matter of time if this is really true. When somebody goes to another team. I will credit the Astros in that they didn't send out an asinine statement that's saying these allegations are completely false and fabricated and no news. So at least they learned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they've had, unfortunately, the Astros have had far too much experience on that of late.
They have had a little practice in damage control.
They've had more than they probably should have and haven't been very graceful in handling it. So, I mean, I don't know what the ends are here. But
I'm no Astros guy or really necessarily anybody else guy. But if this is true, don't you think that takes an incredible amount of gall to set up a camera specifically for stealing signs?
Yeah, I think it takes.
And then every time a catcher wiggles for changeup, somebody in the Astros dugout bangs on a trash can?
Mm-hmm.
Like, some of this is really high tech, and some of it is caveman. They've got a little of both on this as far as relaying the signal to the hitter. Mm-hmm. Banging a bat on the trash can every time a changeup is coming. Wow.
Pretty valuable information,
really?
Though, man.
Well, I know. It is.
I mean, you know, if you're standing up there and you're sitting there thinking, okay, fastball, changeup, there's a huge difference in your approach and your setup from one pitch to the next.
And I will say that there was a time that, as a pitcher, when you're getting lathered, knocked around, your first thought does not go to, God, they're swinging like they know what's coming. That's should not be the first thing that crosses your mind as a pitcher who's getting ripped.
Right.
It's like, make better pitches. You're going to have to go back and watch the video of where the pitches actually were, or you're going to have to be a real experienced pitcher to know that, hey, these guys are on everything I'm throwing, so I must be either tipping pitches or they're stealing signs.
Were you ever at a time in your career warned, told, hey, careful of this, you're tipping?
Yeah.
Or did you?
Yeah.
What pitcher hasn't heard that at some point if you play long enough, I suppose, right?
Where you hold your hands.
Sure.
If you flare your glove, your index finger that's out of your glove, it goes higher when you throw this pitch, or it stays down on the glove when you throw this. Like you said, there are people on the bench looking for that, and they're good at it.
Oh, my God, absolutely.
And most of them are relievers with nothing better to do. And that is their job before they go down to the bullpen. See how many pitches it takes for you to figure out, by the way, the guy does whatever, what's coming. And the other thing is, and in pro ball this doesn't happen, because they call their own game. But if there's a coach in college, for example, if there's a coach on the bench signaling in pitches to the catcher, that's your job. Figure out what that is.
Oh, absolutely.
And I got to say,
which unfortunately is done far too much. That's always bothered
but
me.
If I figure out what you're throwing because of your sign system isn't good enough, that's on you too. Wichita State had a guy named Kobe Guy, who was at Wichita State for a couple of years, pitched a little bit, not a lot, had a good curveball, was a reliever. He, by the second inning of almost every game, and at the very least by the end of the series of every game that Wichita State played, the hitters knew what was coming.
Huh.
He was so good
at
either stealing signs and deciphering them, or watching the pitcher give away when he was throwing a non-fastball. He was so, so good at it. And if there's somebody that good at it in college, you know there are people that are invaluable in professional baseball that know how to steal signs. But when you're using video cameras and lights and that kind of stuff, you're asking for trouble. But the definition of that trouble for Major League Baseball is, who knows? We've never had to punish anybody for something like this.
Interesting.
So I'm
as is the Syndio Twitter question coming up next, courtesy of our friends from Syndio HRO, your HR experts. Shane going to Shocker Dunkers, the theme today. We'll play as we continue next. Sports Daily on a Wednesday right here on your sports station, KFH.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.